Hello, it's Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Thank you for joining me for this short podcast. This podcast is for Real Estate Excellence members only, so regrettably, if you're not a member, it's of no benefit to you. Now, valued members, today is the 18th of April, 2023, and it's a short podcast as usual about the member update service. Now, the April 2023 member update is being emailed to you today. And the contents include an update about the rent increase tenancy law changes. Now, we know that the government are looking to change rent increase law from allowing it for from 6 month current law to 12 month once it changes or when it changes. Now, basically, it's not law yet, remember, and so that's just an update, and I'll continue to keep you updated about that. Parliament does sit today, and I'm watching closely for any developments of which we'll advise you. The other contents, I continue the education and information about the Minimum Housing Standard Law. March last month, I gave you the lessor template, which was Minimum Housing Standards, for you to finalise with your logo and more. Now, I'll continue that education because we know it's coming up. 1st of September 2023 is when the Minimum Housing Standard Laws, the first trigger of requirement starts. So in the April update, I've got Minimum Housing Standards and Body Corporates, and plus since the March update, the RTA have released some information. So I've included the housing standards from the RTA. So we've got two separate matters, Body Corporates and from the RTA. And also only affects Brisbane at this stage, but QCAT online lodgement now available. It is going to roll out through the state. So the property management update, the rent increase tenancy law changes that are coming, Minimum Housing Standards and Body Corporates, and of course the standards from the RTA. Now, licensee sales and admin update, seller disclosure. As I've updated previously, there are proposed amendments now in Parliament. So that's an update about the proposed amendments to the Property Law Act. Anzac Day law for agencies. Lest we forget, we know the 25th of April is coming upon us shortly. So just a reminder about Anzac Day laws for agency. Now, the QCAT case of the month, another interesting one, and basically it's a warrant of possession, and it was granted and the tenant applied for a stay or basically a review of the decision. And it's, as I can speak for you, none of us take pleasure, but it's quite interesting one more so. It involves a very sad story, but it's an example of how QCAT can act and does as it needs to when it needs to. But St. Vincent de Paul, as the NGO, the non-government organisation, is the owner, so to speak, to sublet to a tenant who was sought for a warrant of possession. So, and the tenant then sought to have that looked at, and so it's an interesting read, and again, none of us like to see that sort of stuff, but it's more so focusing on QCAT at play. Okay, so the lessor news that a template, again, I've given Minimum Housing Standards, and again, the RTA and the Body Corporate. So that's going to be emailed to you today, realestateexcellence.com.au, log in to member online, it's latest member update, April 2023. Plus today being the 18th of April, it'll be emailed to you today. As always, you know, we're an email away for any support, best practice on these or any other matter that we can assist you with. Thank you for being a valued member of Real Estate Excellence. It is appreciated. This is Stacey Holt. Bye for now.